Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. My friend, get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Won't he do it? You said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Pastor Brenda Spence coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly honored to be here today. The Lord is good, His mercy endures forever. Today we'll be coming from the book of Colossians, the third chapter, verse 1 through 4. Today I want to talk about how to stay focused when dealing with the calamities and the sickness and the death and everything that's going on around us. How to stay focused. Sometimes it's hard to stay focused when we're dealing with the media, when we're dealing with social media, we're dealing with the news and TV and the people. Sometimes it's hard to stay focused. But I'm here to tell you today that we should look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. In spite of being in this world, the Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Our home, the saint's home, is with Christ. And the Bible says in the book of Colossians to set our affections on the things of Christ, of the things of above. And so today we're going to talk about how to stay focused when dealing with all these things that's going on around us. This sometimes you know, being in this world, it can become dark around us. But in the midst of the darkness, we still can let our light shine. We still have God. We still have Jesus. We have to trust God. We have to trust God. We have to trust God. I'm pretty sure a lot of the disciples and the apostles and the followers and the leaders of Christ, of God, they went through so much, but yet they was not deterred from trusting God. In spite of what they saw, in spite of what they experienced, they still trusted God. And I'm just here today to encourage you that you might be going through some things. You might have lost your job. You know, somebody may be sick. You may be sick in your body. You know, your finances. Your food supply may be low. But I encourage you. The Bible says, "For them that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew your strength. You shall mount up like wings, like eagle. You shall run and not be weary, and you shall walk and not faint." If you just continue to wait upon the Lord, if you continue to trust God. And so again, today we're going to be coming from the book of Colossians, and we're going to pray, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you, Lord, to lift up your people today, God. Lord, I'm just trying to be a light in the midst of this darkness that's going on around us today, God. Lord, use your people. Use your people so you may be glorified, God. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We pray that as this word goes forth, oh God, that it goes forth with power. I pray to decrease while you increase, oh God. Lord, I thank you. I honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking this morning when I woke up, I said, sometimes you have to adjust your life according to what's going on around you. And so many times I had to adjust my life. And I tell you that it was not easy. It was not comfortable. But we have to learn how to adjust our life according to what's going on around us. And so sometimes we can get frustrated. Like many times, just give an example, many times, I do my most studying and spending a lot of long time along with the Lord when I drop my kids off from school. A lot of time I come back home and I get into my word and I just get before God. But we all know that we are in we're quarantined, and so the kids are here throughout the day, and it was hard trying to find a balance. I mean, I'm used to the kids going all day. Now I have to cook 3 times a day, you know, and turn out to be a teacher. And it's like, Lord, I really don't have any time to, like I used to have with you. And so I found myself being very discouraged, watching the news and trying to find out what's going on. And we want to use wisdom to find out what's going on in this world. But we have to also know that the enemy uses these things to discourage us, to throw us off of being focused on the things of God. And God wants us, you know, to continue to stay focused on Him, continue to trust Him in spite of the things that are going around. And so the Lord put this word in my spirit this morning, Colossians 3:1. He says, "Set your affection on things above and not things on earth, where Christ seated on the right hand of God," where He's seated on the right hand of God. And so in His word today, He said, we must stay focused on the eternal things and not the temporal things. The eternal things in eternity. The temporal things will go away. It will pass away. But I'm reminded that God's word said, His word, hallelujah, His word will never pass away. His word will never decay. His word will never be destroyed. His word will last forever. And so, in the book of Colossians, the 3rd chapter, Paul was writing from jail, and he was writing to the church in Colossae, and Paul was encouraging them that in spite of the heresy that was going around, we hear so much things about, and I just want to speak on it just a little bit. We hear a lot of things about that this is a plague, and God is angry with the world, and we hear so much heresy about, you know, why this coronavirus disease has occurred. But I'm reminded that all this starts out with sin. Sin is the author of this disease. It's sin. It's sin. Sin is the author of disease, not God, but sin is. And so we have to understand that when Christ went to the cross, okay? He rescued us from the wrath of God. Oh, hallelujah. He rescued us from the wrath of God. And that's why when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And so for the people to say that this thing has come from God, it is not true. Sin is the author of every sickness and disease. Sin is. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Sin is the author of every sickness and disease, okay? We have to go all the way back from the garden, of the Garden of Eden, when Adam and disobeyed God, okay? And sin crept in, okay? Sin crept in. And because of sin, the Bible says that the earth was cursed. The ground was cursed, okay? And so we have to understand what the Word of God says about all these things that are coming up around us. We have to be wise and not, you know, we need to be, you know, the Bible says that when we have been converted, God has given us knowledge. God has given us wisdom of the things of this world, okay? And so it's not about us, but it's all about Christ. And we have to know that these things, the enemy will allow these things to discourage us and cause us to be not focused on what's really important, okay? And what's really important is God. And what's really important is that we continue to spread the gospel, okay? There are people that are dying every day, okay? That's dying every day, that need encouragement, need to hear the gospel, need to be ministered to, need to just, you know, we need to stay focused. We need to stay focused. You know, we need to stay focused. It's not about what's going on. It's not about our desires, but it's about pleasing God, okay? Pleasing God. The Bible says that Christ is the invisible image of the visible God, image of God, okay? And so we have to stay focused and know whom we belong to and whom we serve, okay? Whom we serve. And say, so this chapter, it talks about the old life. Now, it talks about the old life before before we gave our life to Christ. Now, before we gave our life to Christ, I know before I gave my life to Christ, I was something else. I was I used to be a liar. I was a fornicator. I was a cheater. You know, but now since I am a new believer, I am a child of God. I have crucified the flesh. Okay. So where I was rebellious, when I didn't want to obey God, when I didn't want to hear God, okay, I did these things. Okay, I did these things, and I didn't care. I mean, I didn't care about who I hurt. Anybody, but now since I am a child of God, hallelujah, I am a new creation in God. I am a new creation in God. I no longer live according to the desires of my flesh. Because the desires of my flesh is enmity against God, okay? And I don't want to do anything that's going to displease God. We have to know that. That when we, and I'm not saying that as being saved that we will not continue to sin, but it shouldn't be a sin that we're constantly doing without any being convicted. Now, if you're sinning and you're doing things and you're not being convicted and you're not changing your mindset, that's the definition of repenting, changing your mindset, then we need to question, who are you really serving? Because a saint, a new believer, a new convert is convicted when they sin. And they're saying to God, Lord, please forgive me and Lord, help me, or I won't do it again. Help me not do this thing again. Okay? And so, that is the difference from an unbeliever and a believer. We don't practice sin. You know, I will shout out to the rooftop and tell people, if I have harmed you or I say anything to offend you, I don't care who was wrong. I'm going to say I'm sorry, because that's what we do. That's what we are. That's who we are. We are to let our light so shine. Christian, Christ light. That's what the word Christian means. Christ light. Christ light. We are to be like Christ light. And so Isaiah, I'm going to talk about the word of God. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It shall stand forever. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:24-25 says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men as a flower of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Okay, and so the Bible talks about in this chapter, we see Paul was talking to the church of Colossae, and so he's telling the saints at Colossae, he said, now since you have crucified the flesh, okay, do not continue to live like you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, if you not have been converted, okay? And so he says, since you have been raised to new life, okay, since you have been raised to new life, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Okay, and so he says, since you have been raised to Christ. Okay, and so we see right here that Paul is giving an illustration from chapter 2 when he tells them, he's talking about the baptism, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. We're not saved by just baptism, okay? But Paul is giving an illustration when he talks about it in Colossians 2. And then he said, when you have came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure, okay? He said, Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life, because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from death. So he said you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, okay? So now he's telling them, he said that now you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. Now he's saying that since you have been raised to new life, oh, hallelujah, somebody needs to get excited with Christ, okay? He said set your affection. I like the King James Version, where he says, set your affection on things above, okay? And so when he says, set your affection on things above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God, where are we supposed to set our affection at? On things above, where Christ is at. Christ is seated in heaven. He's on the right hand of God, okay? And so he's telling us that we need to concentrate on spiritual things. We need to keep our mind stay focused on God, okay? And the Bible says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But seek first, okay? God is going to take care of all this other stuff that's going on. He's going to take care of all the things that you are lacking right now. But he said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, if you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Christ, okay? Somebody, you know, I was speaking to someone the other day, and they was talking about this thing that's going on, and I could see the fear, oh my goodness, the terror in this person's face. I mean, I understand that some people are fear, and we do have fear, but to get so extreme with this fear where it's become so, it overtakes you, you know, and we have to understand what God do we serve. We have to know that God is over coronavirus. God is supreme over coronavirus. Coronavirus has no power, okay? Sickness and disease have no power, okay? We have to really understand and really look at who we serve. And so we see that well, this is one of the things that was going on in the Colossae church, that the people began to started talking about different they started spreading different heresies about salvation, about, you know, some people talked about that you had to be still be up under the Mosaic law to be circumcised, to be, you know. And so when people start, you know, spreading stuff like that, you know, sometimes what it does is it damages the gospel, okay? And so Paul, he tells them, he said, you know, stay focused. And I'm here to tell you today, stay focused on the spiritual things, okay? Stay focused on God. God is able, okay? God is God. God is Lord of Lords, and He's King of Kings. Stay focused, okay? Okay, don't get detoured from who you trust. You see, sometimes we only trust God when things is going good in our life. Oh, come on now. Somebody need to agree with me today. Sometimes we only trust God when things are going good in our life, okay? But let something happen. Some disease or season of calamity come. Then you begin to start doubting God. But you know what? God is still the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's still the same God. Okay? You can trust Him. You can put your trust into His hands. You can trust Him. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Okay? And so he says, he tells the Colossians, he says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, he's telling you, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor and God's right hand. Okay? And they say, think about the things of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. When fear tries to knock at your door, when it's become unbearable, begin to think about the things in heaven. Start thinking about all the goodness, all the things that God has done for you right now, in the past, what He's going to do for you in the future. You have to, instead of looking at the dark things, you need to look at the light. You need to look towards the light, okay? If God has promised you something, you continue to hold fast that promise, because guess what? It's going to come to pass, okay? It's going to come to pass, okay? We have to think different in this time, okay? Our ways have to be different. All right? That's one thing that when we give our life to Christ, you know, our conducts are different. Our habits become different. Our desires become different. You know, I used to be a party animal. I used to club and I used to parlay. Used to drink and, you know, but my desire, that's not what I desire. I have crucified the desires to do that. Okay? And that's what we have to. You know, we have to know that, you know, one of the things that I say a lot is that while I'm on earth, okay, I'm going to serve God. Because, you know, I'm reminded when people die, and this is the truth, and we have to, when people die, they may talk about, oh, she was a good person or he was a good person. Because many times we live according to how people think and feel about us. And so when you die, you know, maybe for a first week or two, Pastor Brenda, you know, she did this and she was nice or she did whatever, and, you know. But then about a month later, you won't hear Pastor Brenda's name be mentioned as often. Give it a year, you won't hear Pastor Brenda's name mentioned at all. Maybe among the family. So why, you know, worry about what people say or think about you? That's a word for somebody today. Why worry about what people say and think about you? Because guess what? In the end, you're going to have to be accountable for your own actions and the things that you've done in this body. You're going to have to go before God and get an account, okay? And so why not please the Master, the Lord, our Savior, why not please Him? Because He is the one that you're going to have to give account to. Okay? And so the new man, I like the new man. Oh, I love the new man. I love the new man, Brenda. Oh, I did not care for the old Brenda. But I love the new Brenda. Oh, yes, because guess what? I can trust God. Okay? If I know that He's my deliverer, I know that He's healing. You know, I was afflicted with fear. Fear I mean, it was tormenting me. Fear, anxiety. And so when I got a hold to the Word of God, I began to start using the Word whenever fear or anxiety come up. And when things happen in my life, I said, Lord, I know I trust you. I trust you, God, regardless of the outcome. Okay? And so, I just get excited when I begin to start, thinking about all the things that God has done for me. All my desires have came true that I desire, that was a godly desire. It has came true and trusting God. Okay? He's not like man that he should lie. Okay? And so what happens is when we give our life to this new family, this new family with God, okay? I like that that there's no race attached to it. Oh, hallelujah. There's no class, there's no culture, there's no ethnicity attached to it. Okay, we're just all one old big happy family. Oh, hallelujah. We're just one big happy family, okay? And so it says that think about the things of heaven, not the things on earth. For you died to this life, okay? We have died to this life, okay? We are looking forward to meeting our Savior. We're looking forward to him, okay? For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ and God. I love the word when it says we have a dual citizenship, okay? We have a citizenship on earth, and we have a citizenship in heaven. For the saints, this is not our home, okay? For the saints, this is not our home. Our home is with Christ, okay? I love it when they say, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ and God. Our real life, okay, is hidden in Christ. We are protected. We are concealed in Christ, okay? And so when those storms and when those things try to come up against our family, try to come up against ourselves, we can proclaim that I'm hidden in Christ. I'm protected. I'm loved by Christ. I'm hidden in him. I'm kept safety in him. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited today, okay? Your life is hidden with Christ and God. And with Christ, who is your life, okay? And I want to stop right there. We need to confess that. And with Christ, who is your life, okay? I have to say it again. And with Christ, who is your life? Christ is your life. Oh, hallelujah. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, okay, life is revealed to the whole world, will share in all his glory. Oh, hallelujah. We're sharing all his glory. We don't know who may be looking at us, okay? We don't know, what type of recommendation someone may be giving. Someone called me and they say, I wanted you to do something for me because I see that you're sharing, godly things, scriptures. And then, you never know who is watching you, okay? And so as believers, I have to share this, too, that don't be upset that certain people won't invite you to certain things. Okay? Because guess what? Your life is not like it used to be. You're not like the world anymore. You're not living in the world anymore. And I have to admit that, I had got sort of, one time I had sort of got sort of, I guess my feelings was hurt, someone was giving a party and a couple of times this happened with me, a baby shower. Someone did what it happened when they get married, they was giving and they didn't invite me. And I was like doing this in a certain way, And the girl came and told me about a bachelorette party. She came and told me, she said, Brenda, I would have invited you, but I know that you would not have, probably have come or wouldn't have wanted to be, around the type of things that we do. And I said, thank you. Because, it let them know that I don't live the type of life that they're living. And so, like I said, we have to let our light so shine because we never know who's watching you. A couple times someone had a party, I wasn't invited, you know, but, you know, I don't do the things, I don't drink, I don't hang out with the clubs. So why would they invite me? I would just spoil the party, okay? I would spoil the party while they're drinking and partying. I'd be trying to evangelize and asking people, do they know Christ? They don't want me around the party, you know? They don't want me coming and spoiling the party, okay? And so I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Golly, he's wonderful. I love him. I wouldn't change my life for nothing in this world. Oh, hallelujah. And so it says that, so put to death the sinful earthly things that's lurking with you. And so many times we come to Christ, we be broken, we be dirty, we have all these type of issues going on, we still doing all type of crazy stuff, knowing that we're not supposed to do. But it says to crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh, you know. And so, and I understand that many times that we are entangled to certain things and that we are bondage to sin. But you know what? Christ has set us free, okay? We should not be entangled to nothing on this earth, okay, but Christ. Entangled, being enslaved to him, okay? And so if you have a problem today, ask Christ to help you. Ask God to help you. He will help you. Sometimes we try other things before we try Christ. Try Christ first, okay? And he will help you. He will deliver you. His word is true. And we can trust God. We can trust God. And so the old nature, the old man has been crucified. And now we live a new life in Christ. And so I'm excited. I hope you are excited as well in the midst of things going on. I still have my peace. I'm not going to allow nothing to detour my peace. I still have my peace. God bless you. I pray that you was blessed by this message. Stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. This is a time that we have to stick together, stay prayerful, stay trusting God, and stay encouraged. God bless you. I'll be talking to you next week. Bye-bye.